Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you. I have on the other side of the Messenger Facebook connection, the one and only Henning Poli. You have to know Henning Poli because he is a crazy German guy behind 42 Gear Street, where I had the pleasure to go last summer. He's a very famous YouTube content creator. There are a couple of archives you can watch on Lachen Guitar or on the Guitar Channel with interviews I did there. And today we are going to talk about a songwriting course that Henning is putting out with Raphael. So I am very happy to start this interview with you. And normally I should have on the other connection the one and only Raphael and Henning. Guys, how are you doing? If I can find the window. Here you go. How are you doing, guys?
Hi there.
We're okay. We have coffee.
Do we?
Okay.
Do you have coffee? he's done already.
Nah.
Okay.
And we're with you, as always. I'm sorry I couldn't join you at NAMM, but I didn't want to.
Okay, so, yeah. I know that, yeah.
You know, the good thing about NAMM is, you know, you see all your friends and it's all good. But the other thing is you're also in Anaheim and you're at NAMM. So, I mean, so, you know. But I saw you had a lot of fun with Guillaume and you traveled around and you French people were having a gay old French time in California.
Yeah, you're just jealous, Henning. I know,
yeah,
I know you're jealous.
A little bit. Not about NAMM, but about, you know, your very special bond with... with a software man.
I saw him cry the other day because he wasn't at NAMM.
Henning, tell me, how is it going for you since 42 Gear Street? Because I believe it was the last time we met each other, right?
Yes. Work. There were some Tube Screamers released. Also, people had guitars. Tubes are still a thing.
Yeah.
You know, same old, same old. We also continued working on the course that we started January 22. So we've been on it, at it for over a year. And then, I don't know, I've been on an island in February with a couple of YouTubers.
I heard that, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's just completely crazy. And then I went with Carlos and Glenn to Japan. And now back to work. And now we have a course, which is awesome. And you should buy it.
Excellent. That's a perfect introduction. Well, I believe the interview is over then.
wait. The course is really, really good. You learn things. Buy it. Also, I need money. So there.
All right. Raphael, it's the first time I see you for real. So Raphael, tell me a little bit more about yourself. What the hell? What are you doing with this crazy guy?
Pleased to meet you, Pierre. And I don't really know. It just so happened that... Henning and I, we've been working for quite a bit together. I'm somewhat of a regular unpaid guest on your YouTube channel, one could say.
But what do you mean unpaid? What are you trying to tell me?
You tell me what I'm trying to tell you. Let's just say that were it not for my royalty-free songs, Henning's channel would look far, far...
That is true. I have a lot of songs that I use from Rafa. Sometimes I have a product. I give him the product and say, write a song with this.
Yeah, and then I have to give back the product.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get to keep the shitty ones.
we've known each other for at least 15 years.
15 years,
probably
yes.
Probably 16.
Worked, played, touched each other.
Ew.
Yeah, and wrote songs together quite
a lot.
A lot, yes. In totally different genres. And depending on what gear Henning is supposed to test, we write just songs that fit and suit the gear. So this is my connection to Henning and the reason why we came up with that crazy idea of a 52-plus-hour songwriting course. That's really insane.
Yeah, that's really ridiculous. So before we dive a little bit more into the course, I would like you to tell me, you both, Henning and Raphael, what is your street credibility about that? Because, yeah, I'm sure the training is the course is great, but people who will be willing to pay to get the course really want to know, okay, yeah, are those guys really good about songwriting? Because if they're not, the course is not going to be that good. So
no, don't ask that question because we have zero credibility. We have no knowledge. we just said we want money and songwriting sounds like a good word. So let's sit down and take people's money and fill 52 hours with nothing. So okay. Why are you talking about our inability to write songs in this industry?
Henning, let me rephrase the question. How many hit songs have you written?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so Raphael, tell me, how many hit songs did you write?
How many hit songs have we written? Now, what we teach you in the songwriting course is how to write killer songs, not how to market them properly. Because if we knew that, we wouldn't be making the songwriting course.
Yeah, because we want money.
What we can tell you is that we enjoy our own songs very much and that Henning has got a career built on songwriting for quite some time.
Okay, so I have a show on Sundays on my channel called Let's Talk Song. He's got a whole channel based on that. Mm-hmm. And people have said, well, in one of the videos, who are even you to talk about songwriting? And so I made a whole video about my qualifications. Well, played in bands, wrote songs, always done original stuff. It was pretty horrible back then. Wrote a whole rock opera before I went to college. Then went to college. And that college is called Berklee College of Music. I did a double major in contemporary writing and production and music synthesis.
There's writing in that long word
as well. Yeah, contemporary writing and production.
Yeah, writing.
Graduated in 2000 with summa cum laude, which means I literally for 9 semesters had A's in every course. I had 1 B+. So, you know, okay, good grades, but that doesn't mean you know how to write. And went to LA, wrote over 100 jingles, which means writing songs under pressure with deadlines for money. I produced a shit ton of bands, and every time we produce a band, which means you have to work with them on lyrics, you have to look at the form, you have to try, it's not hitting record, it's working, producing means working with the band to improve the material to the very best that it can be. And I've worked with, on my own albums, James LeBrie from Dream Theater, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, Steve Walsh from Kansas, Michael Satter from Saga, lots of other people from Saga and other bands. I have done a lot of actual albums, probably 20 or something, under different project names and my own. And if once you've written, I don't know, like over 1,000 songs, doesn't mean you're good, but that's my qualification. I don't know if they're any good, but okay. I got paid by people to write albums for them. There's a science fiction writer who wanted a concept album, progressive metal concept album. Here are the lyrics. And I got actually paid to do that. I have albums that were bought out by labels, just like, here's money, we want your album. And I have over 1,000 reviews of my albums worldwide, and they're all saying, hey, Henning's good. So I think that's my qualification.
I did none of those things. I have none of those things. Okay. I just like writing songs and being on stages. And my excuse for not having done all of those things is that I always thought that musician isn't a job that pays well. Well, it turns out I'm right.
Rafa's qualification is very easy. Listen to a single song you did in any style, and it's a wide variety of styles. And you listen to that song, and then you know that he knows what he's talking about.
I like writing songs, and I enjoy it very much, and I have a lot of fun. That is, if that counts as qualification.
He's also a massive harmony nerd. If you watch his analysis of songs on his Let's Talk Song channel, you know that someone who analyzes songs like this knows his shit.
Okay, excellent. So that's a good street credibility. You convinced me. Okay, I'm sold.
I'm the street. He's the credibility.
Okay. tell me a little bit more about who should buy the course. Which kind of musician is it geared toward? Is it for guitar player, for pianist, for singer, for all of the above? Who should buy the course?
Everyone.
Because we, in a way, are all of those things.
Actually, not just musicians. I mean, Jean-Pierre, at the Boulangerie.
7 billion people in the world would be a nice number.
I mean, everyone in Paris pretty much should buy the course. Lyon, all the people in Lyon, please buy the course.
Yeah, Toulouse as well.
Mm. Yeah, yes.
Marseille, Montpellier.
To win. Mm. see what I did there?
Come on.
Wow, come on. I would say, unless you're a very prolific songwriter, there's probably something you can gain from the course. Mm-hmm. Because some people are great at writing riffs, but they can't turn them into songs. People are great at the arrangement and harmony and all of that stuff, but the lyrics are still not the greatest. The course goes really far into all aspects of songwriting. And the thing is a song? That's the big question, because it's a chord progression. So it's harmony, melody, and lyrics. It's not the arrangement. It's not the recording. We don't talk about that.
I know nothing about that.
We talk, it's not about recording. We have a couple of lessons that are dealing with working in Cubase and how to like do a rough demo without actually touching the keyboard or the guitar, all based on virtual instruments and generated stuff. So you can quickly do a demo. But the course is about the writing, the harmony, the melody, and the lyrics, and how to get that happening.
And who is it for? Henning is quite okay at playing the guitar. And my personal formation comes more from the piano, and I'm a singer myself. So you will cover those two main songwriting instruments that there are, plus melody writing with voice. So pretty much everybody who is into music, we could say that. And for what you said, prolific songwriters won't really need it. We learned something.
Oh, we learned a lot of
stuff from the making of the course, and we know things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we got better because we did it. So that means anyone can get better by watching it. The main thing I think that sums up the course is, I always say, pattern recognition. Then two words, two sentences. Always be able to write, and pattern recognition. And that means usually a song is inspired by something, a groove, a chord progression. You put your finger in the wrong spot and you have this cool chord. Ah, that could be a start for something. A riff, a two sentences that you had given to you by the water under the shower. Like, oh, wait, this is cool. But the thing is, very few of us wake up in the morning and are inspired with the whole song. It's usually a snippet.
And after that, it's work.
And after that, you have to have the tools. So the inspiration comes in the form of a riff, a chord progression, a groove, or whatever. And then you have to be able to recognize patterns in it. So you have a line of lyrics, and you have to be able to recognize the meter in it, the stress, the rhyme pattern. Now, okay, here you have four lines. Well, how do I write another four lines and then a whole another eight lines for the second verse? Mm-hmm. You have to be able to recognize the pattern in what has been given to you by inspiration, and then actually be able to say, well, now I need a chorus. That wasn't given to me. I have to build one. How do I build that? Well, I recognize what I have here, pattern.
And do the opposite.
And do something in contrast to it. And how do I take these lyrics and turn them into a melody? What kind of melodic motif can I build? Do I just willy-nilly sing, or do I actually have a pattern in that too? And if I then have a melody pattern motif, how do I actually write chords to it? Because you know what? People that are waiting for inspiration to find chords to a melody, they don't have the tools, because literally, you know this, Pierre, I have a melody, that's notes. If I'm singing an A, that can be a root, a 3, and a 5. So I can tell you, and a flat 3. So I can tell you four chords,
and right? And a 7 and a 9 and an 11.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, rock solid note stuff. We're talking about rock solid notes.
Let's keep it simple, guys, okay?
So technically, I could give you four chords already. An A, that's an F major, that's an F sharp minor, that's an A major, an A minor. And that's
D major minor.
D major. That's six chords right there that you could try where you have a rock solid note as an A. And with that knowledge, you're not going out and playing around on the guitar forever until you accidentally hit the right chord. You literally can, in a very targeted way, try these six chords, and all of a sudden you got to start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the course is about.
And what about the level, the minimum level needed to go through the course? Do you need to have some basic knowledge, or
you have to be able to breathe?
Okay, that's a requirement then.
Eyes would
be good. Okay,
eyes
two,
ears, okay, three, and that's it.
Having some kind of device to watch the course would be good.
The very first harmony lesson is how to build a chord. So this is where we start. So it's very, very basic, but the progress is also very, very considerable in the first lessons.
We go from this is a chord, 1-3-5, major, minor, all that, to chords within a scale. It is not, by the way, music theory. We don't talk about circle of fifth. We don't build scales. We don't talk about accidentals. It's harmony, not music theory. Mm-hmm. So, and then we go into the functions of the chords, what sus chords are, the functions of those. And then it goes into secondary dominance, meaning how do I go to this chord that I want to build up to? So I put a chord in front of that. We explain how that works. It goes into
chord scale voicings, reharm,
modal interchange, borrowing from other keys.
Modulation.
And then there's a 1.5 hour us nerding out about Disney songs. And
drooling about Disney
drooling songs. About Disney songs, because that's great. There's a whole lesson on harmony for classic rock, because that's all blues-based and very different. There's a whole lesson on harmony for metal, because that has slightly different rules and in origins. Same thing in lyric writing. There's lyrics on classic rock, lyrics on metal. There's a whole thing analyzing Ed Sheeran songs. That's another point that we want to hammer in, that stylistically, this is for any style.
Because this is the styles we've worked in.
And so you mentioned at the beginning that it was a 52-hour long course, so that's super long. So it is even a little bit scary, I mean, to realize that you have to go through all of them. So is there some different entry point into the course where maybe I can go to a watch a little chunk of it and go back later? Or do I have to go through the 52-hour before I do something?
If you want to watch, if you're interested in lyrics and you want to start there, you can. You're interested in the harmony, you can start there. If you're saying, I know what a chord's made out of, well, skip that. You know, I know diatonic functions, skip that. Our secondary dominance, that could be interesting. So jump in there. It depends on the knowledge that you already have.
And watch it several times, sometimes. Yeah.
If you're not into metal,
skip the
metal lesson. Okay. If you don't want to write jingles, you think that's not interesting, skip the jingle lesson. I think the third section, we have harmony, lyrics, and then writing, where it's about first melodic development, but then we're actually showing different starting points, like how to write a melody to chords, how to find chords for a melody, what if you have drums, what if you start with a riff, how to develop that.
How do you write on piano? How do you write on guitar?
For that, because we're actually applying the knowledge, to me it feels either you already have the knowledge or it makes sense to watch the harmony and the lyrics first. Because we're applying it. So you kind of need some of that knowledge.
And we are applying the lingo established in those first two packages.
Yeah. So we're saying, we're using a secondary dominant. So it makes sense to have watched that. But in addition to us showing you how to find a melody for chords, we're then actually writing a full song based on a music bed that I've done. And we're actually showing you how to write lyrics and melody for that song. And if we're doing it the other way around, melodies there first, we're showing you how to theoretically do it, but then there's a full 2 hour session where you see us writing a full bed and everything to an already established melody. So we teach it, but we also show how it's actually done. And sometimes we get stumped. Sometimes we're sitting there and for 10 minutes, we just stare at each other and we don't have a word.
This gets fast forwarded, by the way.
Yeah, it gets fast forwarded really fast. But
thank God.
But I mean, the 52 hours have to come from somewhere, don't they?
But we don't hide anything. In several times it happened that we're sitting here looking for a word and literally for 10 minutes, just complete silence. And then the talkback goes on and Leslie from the other room, not a songwriter, gives us the perfect sentence. And all of a sudden, that's our chorus right there. You know what? If that happens, it happens. Then it wasn't us.
You wanted to edit this out.
No, it's all in there. So there's a lot
word fairy.
There's a lot of practical stuff. The last section is 8 videos with interviews with people, where songwriters from different walks of life, we actually show that the stuff that we're talking about in the course, they're applying. It comes, you know, how are they inspired? What have they done in their songs? And that section actually is only about 8 hours. But every time that we get in touch with the songwriter, every time someone wants to do an interview with us, that will get added on to the course at no extra charge.
Okay, that's cool. Excellent. So, and let's go now to the difficult part. So how much is going to be what's the price of the full training?
Okay, well, before we answer that, we will tell you what the value is.
Let's talk value.
Let's talk value. Because as someone... wait, let me do the French thing.
That apparently is the French thing.
You gotta pull on the cigarette and then snip it away in the opposite direction of where you're looking.
The eye of the person sitting next to you.
And we just lost every single French customer.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I don't smoke, sir.
Okay. That was your house.
So if you don't smoke, you can't buy the training. You have to smoke to buy the training.
Smokers and non-smokers.
Yeah, everyone can. I looked at the courses at Berkeley that you would have to take.
That you took.
I took most of them, that you would have to take to get the information that we're teaching. And if you go to Berkeley in person, it's $54,000 without room and board. It's just tuition. That is ridiculous. If you go to Berklee Online, which is, of course, more comparable, it's $13,000 for exactly the stuff that we're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good program. There's no question about it. Great teachers.
It's just that we are stupid and don't know anything about money. That's...
It's on sale, which is the first 2 weeks, €299.
Okay.
Which is way too cheap. And then when it's not on sale, it's $449.
And you so for this price, I have access to the 52 hours, like forever, plus the added interviews you will put later, right?
And access to an online community.
Yeah, and we have an online community that we're establishing on Discord that you can go to from Spectre Academy, and we'll pop in there. Michiel, who you know, is going to be in there moderating stuff and letting us know if there's interesting things. So we could be looking at people's songs. We can, you know, just... We want people to get together... talk about their songs with each other and help each other out for an additional fee that you can book when you're checking out. I think it's going to be $150. We're doing Zoom sessions. Not that Zoom works, because we just found out that it doesn't. But let's say...
online video calls.
Online video calls.
On the platform of our spontaneous choice.
With groups of 10 at a time, where they can ask us stuff one-on-one, or 10-on-1, 10-on-2.
10 on 2.
10 on 2.
So 5 on 1.
5 each. Okay. That works.
Where they can ask us stuff after they've seen the course, where we could maybe talk about their songs and just work with them a bit. And they'll probably be scheduled as hour-long sessions, but they'll likely be much longer.
We like length.
Hold on a second. So this will be an option that people can buy later? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually buy it when they check out. So we're going to have 100 spots for that. We're doing 10 people sessions, and that's where we're capping it for now. But maybe later we open it up again. And so if people really think, okay, this is great, but are they just going to give me the course and leave us alone? The answer is no. You can book those sessions. You can meet us on Discord. We can talk on Discord. People can post their songs. We can talk about it. There's always a way to... We do not want to release the course and say we're done here.
We have an obligation.
We have an obligation to the people who bought the course. And if we see that it's called the almost but not quite complete guide to songwriting, meaning no songwriting course is ever complete.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can think of other stuff to cover... We're either going to make a new course or we're going to talk about it on Discord. So we're definitely not going to leave you alone.
Okay. And the release date of the course is when?
Sunday, the 30th of April.
Okay, excellent. So people will need to go to the website, so which is on the screen at the moment. So spectreacademy.net/courses. And eventually the training will be on there, correct?
Starting Sunday, it should be live, yes.
Okay, excellent.
There's videos with summaries and you know, the table of contents and all that. But realistically, I think I can say confidently, if you're into songwriting and you sometimes feel you're stuck, you shouldn't be, because that simply means that you don't have the tools that you need to just write at any given point in time. So if you're into songwriting and you think your lyrics could be a little bit better, or you're looking for that chord and you've heard that chord in some song but you don't know what they're doing, you won't feel like that anymore after watching the course. Also, there's laughs and stuff.
I'm not so sure about that, but maybe.
Okay.
You will laugh every 12 or 13 hours of those 52 hours.
We're wearing silly sweaters in every single video. I think that's...
Ah, thank God. Okay.
That alone
always
is half
the German chic of dressing. Okay. We want that for sure. And as some next project about that, do you plan, I don't know, doing this on in a masterclass format in the future? Or is this just an online thing for you?
Great idea. See, this is what I'm waiting for. Yes, there's going to be masterclasses, several ones. We have to figure out the details.
Yeah, but if people are interested, you know, Gear Street. We've got the places. We can easily do weekends with, I don't know, 10 to maybe 20 people.
Let's just say we are dreaming big at the moment, and we would love to be able to continue doing this.
Because, you know... Gear is fun, and we talk about the next tube screamer, and you know, it'll do what a tube screamer does. Oh, and the next amp, oh, clean sound. It's all good, but you have to actually use it for something. When we start talking about songwriting, and you see this in the course, we get so passionate and we get so excited about that four sharp 11 chord that just floats in the air. And that, for me, gear is fun, but the gear has to play that chord, because the chord actually is what makes you experience the music.
If you think that Henning is enthusiastic on his gear channel, you should see him in the songwriting course.
Okay.
That's a next level of enthusiasm.
All right, guys, it was great to have you on the show. So I am knocking on wood to wish you all the best for the release
of
the course.
Thank you very much. Thank you for helping out.
So people should go again to spectreacademy.net on April 30th. That's correct. Yes.
Yep.
And rush, to buy the course and to write the next big hit, right? Are you taking any percentage on the hit that the people will write?
Another great idea, but no, okay. We won't.
Excellent. Thank you again very much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.